I am very concerned, of course, but we're very prepared. We've been working as a team for the past 5 months on protocols.
That's Ricardo Rosselló, the governor of Puerto Rico, as his island prepares for Hurricane Irma. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, Irma is now on a path toward the mainland United States. The powerful storm was upgraded to Category 5 yesterday, and it's expected to hit parts of Florida this coming weekend. Meanwhile, it's making its way through the Caribbean, where it has the potential to inflict significant damage. In Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosselló's government declared a state of emergency earlier this week. Danica Cotto is a reporter and editor for the Associated Press based in San Juan. We spoke earlier as Puerto Rico was preparing to contend with the worst of Irma.
The wind has been blowing steadily. It's been raining on and off lightly so far. And the governor expects that tropical storm force winds will start hitting the island. And the storm is supposed to pass just northeast of Puerto Rico by 8 p.m. tonight.
People in Puerto Rico, Danica, are accustomed to storms. Hurricanes are sort of a fact of life there. Of course, everyone watched Texas suffer under floods from Hurricane Harvey along with everybody else in the country. How are people in Puerto Rico reacting now?
Well, if you ask the governor, I think he's been a bit frustrated. He said that he has felt the lack of urgency, and he said that in part he believes it's because people have not experienced a storm of this magnitude. Puerto Rico has been through several storms before, most notably Georgia's. It was a Category 2 storm, but it left people without power for about 2 months. But that was a Category 2. And so now Puerto Rico's facing, you know, the wrath of a Category 5 storm. And the governor has been urging people to seek shelter. He's mobilized the National Guard and police. And right now they're evacuating people in low-lying areas across the northeast coast. So far, there's about 700 people in shelters, and the governor hopes that number will continue to grow.
Now, you mentioned his frustration with a lack of urgency. Does that mean some people are ignoring evacuation orders and just staying put?
Well, he says that if people do ignore evacuation orders, they will be removed. So it's not an option to stay put if you're in a flood-prone area. Obviously, they want to minimize any injuries and of course, any deaths. But I would say that overall, Puerto Rico has prepared for the basics in terms of, you know, buying food, buying lanterns, batteries. We saw, you know, empty shelves across the metropolitan area in San Juan and very long lines as people waited to buy water and other necessities.
Puerto Rico has had some significant economic problems over the last couple of years. We've watched them and reported on them. Is there concern that that affects the ability to respond to the storm and for cleanup afterward?
There was initial concern, but President Trump approved an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico. And this basically means that the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, it will allow them to coordinate disaster relief efforts in Puerto Rico, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he also approved an emergency declaration. So basically, FEMA decides what equipment and resources it will activate on these islands. It means that debris removal and other measures will be provided at 75% government funding. Of course, this is key for Puerto Rico, given its decade-long recession and dwindling government funds.
Still, you mentioned, Danica Cotto, regardless of the path of this storm, that Puerto Rico really has not seen a Category 5, a storm of this magnitude, in maybe 100 years. It is massive.
Correct. The last time Puerto Rico saw a storm possibly of this size was back in 1928, and that was the Hurricane San Felipe. And that killed about 2,700 people, not only in Puerto Rico, but Florida and the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe. So people are kind of anxious. I went out this morning. I interviewed a couple of people who were finalizing, you know, last minute preparations, putting up shutters, buying gas. But most people were off the roads. It was very quiet. And I think people have taken seriously the warnings that the government has issued.
Danica Cotto is in San Juan, Puerto Rico, with the Associated Press as that island prepares for Hurricane Irma, Category 5 at the moment. Danica Cotto, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.